I think it's really important. And so, what I'd like to invite you to do at this time is a little exercise together. Now, it's not compulsory, so you don't have to do this. I did say in the description, if you read it, and I don't know whether you do read such things before coming along, that there might or would be some interactive exercises. So you may have been forewarned and wondered, well, what will that be? It's maybe the first moment you're contemplating that possibility and thinking, oh my gosh, that doesn't sound like a silent day that I was coming to. So you don't have to do it, but I would really encourage you to try it out and see. And if you don't want to, that's okay. But what we're going to do is to get together, when I say, and not right yet, into little groups, and everyone is going to ask the other members of the group a simple question, invite them to respond to it, and they'll respond however they do. And the question will be, tell me something you care about. Just a simple question, just an open question. Tell me something you care about. It doesn't have to be a really important thing you care about. It doesn't have to be, oh, I care about world peace. You know, this isn't Miss Universe or whatever. You're allowed to not care about world peace in this particular moment if that's not what's true for you. You could say, I care about whatever you care about. I care about, yeah, how things are for my kids or my parents, or I care for the guy on the street who's sitting on a newspaper in the rain with a little tin in front of him, or I care about what's going on out there in the world with the situation of people who are refugees being treated as migrants. I care about what's happening in the biosphere, in the planet. I care of what's happening in the well-being of the collective human psyche that's under so much pressure right now. I care about the fact that actually, and I have got a tooth right now that's aching because the dentist can't see me till next week. And it hurts sometimes, like really. I care about that. I'm taking some painkillers, which I don't do very often. So it's okay. I can see you care about it too, thank you. But it's okay. I'm all right with it. Yeah? Do you have a sense of the range of what we can care about and that it's okay to care about what we care about? We don't have to measure it, value it, or compare about it. Someone who cares about starving children in Ethiopia is not having a more valid caring experience than someone who cares about the fact that right now, actually, I'm a bit worried about what's going to happen at work tomorrow. But I care about it. If we didn't care about it, we wouldn't be worrying about it. Huh? Does that make sense, what I'm offering there? Okay. So important that we don't get into comparing or judging what we care about, but just let us feel the experience of being asked and responding. Simply, you don't have to explain why you care about. You don't have to give the whole story of how that you came to be that you care about it. It's just, this is what I care about. This is a thing I care about. And what we'll do is we'll be in groups of four. The first person will ask each of the other three in turn, tell me something you care about. They'll respond. They'll say, the first person asking will say, thank you. And then they'll ask the next question, the same question to the next person. So person A asks person B, C, D. And then person B asks person C, D, A. You see how it goes. So both the question goes round in a circle, we'll do it clockwise, and then the questioner moves to the next one in a circle clockwise until we come back. And everyone has asked and been asked that question by each other member of the group of four. Okay? Having said we're going to get into groups of four, we might be already, oh my gosh, what if I don't get a good group? Or what if my group doesn't like me? Or what if I don't get a group and I'm the only one in the playground that no one will play with? We all can have a lot of trauma and pain with this sort of thing. And I want to first of all tell you that the people who come on retreats like this are, in my reliable experience over years and decades, they're kindly good-hearted people. They really are. And if they should turn up here and they're not, then they don't last this long. They wouldn't still be here. Now, that doesn't mean if they left early, that was because of that. There's many other reasons why they might have left early. But it just doesn't work for you. If you're not here with some interest in human well-being and goodness, why would you do this? Really, why would you do this? There's a lot of better ways of getting what you want out there. And at a surface level, enacting that kind of an attitude of it's all about me. Now, so we'll do that, and I'll say a little bit more, and I'll help you get into these groups, and lunch will be late, earlier than usual. But we can hopefully do this succinctly, and your cooperation and attention to the instructions will help with that, he says, knowing that that's what, not exactly what will happen, but also grateful that you do even vaguely follow what I might suggest. So at this point, I'd suggest, and if you're in chairs, you can be in chairs with people in chairs, and if you're on the floor, you can be with people on the floor, unless you wish to change your, in which case you can. First of all, get yourself into groups of four. Don't make them groups of five or three, because that's what worked out. Get yourself into groups of four, and in a couple of moments or three, if you're not in a group of four, I'm going to ask all those people in a group of not in a group of four to let me know. And then I'll sort you out. It'll work. I've done this many times. So find yourself into groups of four.
Hello.
Okay, so if anyone's not in a group of four, put your hand up. Okay, we've got a couple here, a single there. Hands up. You're in groups of three. Well, someone can go and join a group of three. If there's groups of three, put your hand up. Let me just see who's here. I still want your hands up if you're not in a group of four. How many have we got over there? Head over there. Both of you. Looks like there's groups of three needing a fourth. Okay, can I check? Is there anybody who's not in a group of four? It's okay, we can do this if there is. Is there anybody in a group of five? Or a group of three? Or a group of on their own in the bathroom? Did anyone go to the loo? I'm just trying to check. Did anyone go to the loo who didn't get put into a group first? He left. Was he in your group?
Yeah.
And he's coming back. Okay, so this person is in the group. Great. Okay. They're just not physically in it right now. Good. So just take a moment to notice who you're sitting with, these people. It's not that you have to do introductions, but just that acknowledgement, hello, here we are. See if you can sit close enough so you can hear each other easily while 56 other people are speaking. Actually, it's more likely to be about a quarter of that, 15 other people speaking at any given time. And so the next thing to do is to determine who'll go first. And anyone can volunteer. If no one volunteers, it's whoever's got the longest hair. But someone can volunteer, so if anyone wants to, they can choose it. Go first means to ask first. It's the easy job. Does everyone have someone to go first? Anyone who doesn't? Any group not? So someone's volunteered, or the person with the longest hair is stuck with the job. Okay? Great. So what's important here, I just want to say that whatever we share here is something that's not to be spoken about elsewhere, but to held in confidence, so we can be free to speak, to be respectful. You don't have to agree with them or disagree with them or like it or not like it. Just be there to listen when someone responds to the question. Whoever asks it, it's important you look at the person while you're asking them with your eyes open. You don't have to look deeply into their eyes and tell them something by that. But look at them. Whoever's being asked is free to open or close their eyes as seems right, as you would wish, to just let yourself respond naturally. If by any chance there isn't a response that comes, take a two or three breaths. And if you don't have a response, you don't have to come up with one. The person asking the question, when the response has come, which might be an answer or it might be just a quiet moment of reflection, two or three breaths, then say thank you. And then ask the next person. The person will get another chance if it didn't come into articulation in the first one. Do you see? So you're not stuck there if you can't answer it and have to wait until you get an answer. It's not like that. Does that make sense? Yeah? So the first person can begin and just, after they respond, say thank you, and then ask the next person. And we'll just go around like that, each person asking until all have done the asking and all have been asked in that way. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Any questions?
So it's a different answer each time you get asked it?
No, you don't have to come up with a different answer. You can come up with... You don't have to come up with an answer. Yeah, respond with what comes. If it's the same thing, then you're allowed to care about it three times. That's allowed. Really. Yeah? Okay, so there it is. Tell me something you care about. Thank you, when they've answered.